जय स्परिकार श्री श्री गुरु ग्रंग श्री श्री गंधारविका गिरी हरि जू की जय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। Before I begin reading today, it just occurred to me something I heard Srila Sridhar Maharaj talking about the two aspects of Govardhan. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is combined form of Radha and Krishna, so he's showing there's two different aspects to the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One, he's showing the behavior, the mood, the sentiment of a devotee, and the highest aspect of a devotee. That is the bhava of Srimati Radharani. But his other part is that he is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Sri Krishna. Srila Sridhar Maharaj was explaining that Sri Govardhan is similar in that respect. Govardhan is both bhakta, showing himself as the devotee of Krishna, so he's serving Krishna. Sri Govardhan is always serving Krishna, serving the cows, serving the residents of Vrindavan, serving Krishna, providing the place for his lila, etc. But in his pastime in the Govardhan Puja, then Krishna showed that Govardhan is also non-different from Krishna. When Govardhan accepted all the offerings of the Brajabasis. So, I thought that was an interesting point to consider for everyone's consideration. So we're reading here, Antilila chapter 3, The Glories of Haridas Thakur. And we read yesterday, Mahanta, Mahantera, Apamana, Ye Deshe, Grame Haya, Eka, Janara Doshe, Sabadesha, Uja Daya. Wherever an advanced devotee is insulted for one man's fault, the entire town or place is afflicted. So, the Vaishnava Aparad, Hati Mata, very dangerous offense to offend a Vaishnava, and particularly, most particularly, a Vaishnava of a higher type. And I think there's a lot of confusion in our devotee community about what it means to offend a Vaishnava. To disagree with a devotee is not an offense. Simply to disagree, I have one opinion, I don't agree with your opinion, that's not an offense. If the devotee is your guru, then that's another story. Then we should be very cautious, very careful about offering a difference of opinion with our guru. We should accept the opinion of our guru. And those who are in the rank of our guru's godbrothers, we should be careful with them also. What I was telling yesterday about the behavior of some of my godbrothers with someone in the rank, with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, someone in the rank of the, someone who is a godbrother of our guru, Srila Prabhupada, then We should be very careful not to offend such persons. At the same time, something that was said, a point that was made in that conversation we spoke about yesterday with these three GBC men and Srila Sridhar Maharaj, the point made is, one of the points that Kirtananda Maharaj said, he said, we are not saying such and such a thing, our guru is saying. So we have a right to say what our guru is saying, that's okay. But actually in this instance, as I recall it, he was not actually saying what our guru was saying. Kirtananda Maharaj was not saying what our guru was saying. He was mistaken. So if we're going to tell a god brother, someone of who we consider to be a superior to us, that we don't accept what they are saying because our guru has said something different, then we should be careful that that is actually what our guru is saying, and that it is different. Otherwise, just to give our differ on the basis of our own opinion, we should be very careful about that. Devotees can have differences. That's not objectionable, that devotees have differences. Differences on philosophy, differences on practices, behavior. And devotees of ISKCON, and please, again, I don't want anyone to take offense, anyone from ISKCON or any other group. I'm speaking about you as a means to give some example for our devotees of our mission. It's not to create some unnecessary disturbance or anything like that. And mostly what I'm speaking about, actually almost all of what I'm speaking is something that occurred many years ago, some decades ago. So the current situation, whatever it may be, I don't know. As Srila Saraswati Thakur said about his understanding of other gurus, who may be qualified, who may not be qualified. He said, what I know is from the beginning of our parampara down to my Guru Dev, they are all highly exalted Parshad devotees. These are not his exact words, but the general meaning. They're all the most exalted servitors of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. So who else, what they are or are not, I have not so much comment about that, something in some general ways perhaps, but my attention is on Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhaktivakak Shudardev Goswami Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Srila Govinda Maharaj, those who are near to us in our devotional family tree, and certainly those who I consider directly to be my gurus, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Srila Govinda Maharaj. All of them, either as my direct Harinam and Mantra Guru in the case of Srila Prabhupada, my Sannyas Guru in the case of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and my Shiksha Guru in the case of Srila Govinda Maharaj. And all are also my Shiksha Guru. And many devotees of theirs, disciples of theirs, they are also Shiksha Guru of mine. And anyone who is helping one with instructions on the path of Krishna consciousness is Shiksha Guru. And my respect is with many such persons. So anyway, just a brief interlude. I'm not trying to pick a fight with anyone. Vyasadeva writes about his chastisement by Narada Muni, it's not to with the intention to tell us, oh, that Vyasadeva is unqualified. Not the point. These are lessons. He's telling about his own life. He being chastised by his guru, Narada Muni, he's telling so we can learn something from that. And so my reason for saying these things is not any different. It's only to give some illustration. Points have to be illustrated. So Arjuna showed that he was bewildered, but that was to illustrate some points for us, and so that Krishna could explain Bhagavad Gita and enlighten, establish the principles of religion, spiritual life, service to him, service to Sri Krishna, and so many things. It is endless what lessons can be learned from Bhagavad Gita and that discussion. But there would have been no discussion if Arjuna had not shown this bewilderment and his need to be corrected by Sri Krishna. Oh, you have your idea what you want, but who cares? This is what I want. Do that. That's the lesson of Bhagavad Gita. We are to do what Krishna wants. So, wherever an advanced devotee is insulted, for one man's fault, the entire town or place is afflicted. So this is an illustration here. What happened with this Ramachandra Khan? Srila Sridhar Maharaj points out that these illustrations are necessary. Why Jesus, it's described in the Bible how Jesus was betrayed by some of his disciples, especially by, who was it? Judas? Judas was one of his disciples. So, Srila Sridhar Maharaj said this was, looking at it from another vantage point, that Jesus was looked upon Judas with great sympathy, that I have used you, your name, will forever be known, be associated with one who has betrayed me, but I needed this service from you to show an example, to prove a positive point. Sometimes something negative is necessary to prove a positive, something positive. So, by way of disclaimer, I just want to make this disclaimer. But our mission also, what my classes, what I'm saying in these classes, and because I intend to post this on the internet, this is primarily meant for the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math and other sincere seekers. So this isn't meant to really, I'm not broadcasting to the members of other societies, religious or spiritual organizations. This is more or less a closed broadcast, but it's not possible to reach all of our members without having, without posting things like this on a facility which is available to all of them. And to date, the best way I see for doing that is on the internet and on our website. I'm not putting these up on YouTube for the public display. They're going up on our website. And that is meant for the guidance, direction, and edification of our devotees and those who are interested in this mission of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. So anyway, wherever an advanced devotee is insulted for one man's fault, the entire town or place is afflicted. So if we associate with those who commit Vaishnava aparad, then we may not directly be committing any aparad ourselves. But we should understand that such association, persons who are envious, Prabhupada said there are many envious and jealous persons in the dress of Vaishnavas, they are there. Just because we wear this dress, and I may be one of them, I don't deny it. How could I deny it? So maybe that means me, that I am a jealous and envious person in the dress of a Vaishnava. I have no qualification or quality as a devotee. But I am trying to serve and I am trying to follow our gurus to the best of my capacity and pursue the truth as only I can do in my own way and as each of us must do and can only do in our own way. And without a higher personality directly present to give direction that you are right or you are wrong, your thinking is right or it is wrong, then we only have one recourse, maybe a couple recourses. We have the scripture, like we're reading today, get guidance from the scripture. We have other persons that we consider qualified to help us, to guide us. We can look to them for instruction and reveal our minds. I am thinking such and such. What is your opinion? What's your consideration of this point? And in the end, Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, and in the end, everything is going to finally rest with us, our own spiritual conscience. Which Guru will we choose? Which Shastra will we accept? Which Sadhus will we seek the company of? We have freedom to make those choices. We will choose those things ourselves. And then we will be responsible for the outcome. And we have no one to blame other than ourselves. So, Srila Sridhara Maharaj, I think, often said, I've noticed it often, Nahi Kalyana Krit Kaschit Durgatim Tatta Gacchati. So I am repeating it often. Who is sincere, he will not be deceived. And we must be sincere first to ourselves. If we are sincere to ourselves, then no evil will overcome us. So be sincere in your efforts to serve Guru Gauranga. Say what you believe must be said. Preach what you believe must be preached. Do what you must do, etc. This is the way of progress. We must follow our spiritual conscience in pursuit of the absolute truth. And it is not a small matter. It is not an easy thing. It does not come easily. Some like to think Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave some example, something like this. Oh. It's the same photo that is right next to me here, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Impossibly humble Vaishnava. But his preaching was like that of a roaring lion. Hunkara. Nityananda Prabhu was roaring like a lion. That is called Hunkara. And that was Srila Swami Maharaj's preaching. That was Saraswati Thakur's preaching. Now, whose line are we in? We're in that line of preachers. Then we may do a little roaring from now and then, from time to time. Hare Krishna. So, it is necessary. Sound is not meant to offend anyone, but we are roaring, we are voicing what we know to be the truth and what we believe to be good for others. Shall we suppress it? Shall we try to express it? What we think will be good for others, we must try to give it to others. Otherwise we are Kripana, miserly persons. Might like that Scrooge character, you know. He was hoarding his money. We don't want to hoard our conception of Krishna consciousness. We don't want to keep it locked up within a cell. We want to try to distribute to others. If we believe it to be good for ourselves, then we must believe it will be good for others. And we should try to distribute to others. So I say some of these things, they're very, obviously very central to me, because I have been accused of being an offender. So my old friends... Some of my old friends, some of my new friends, but some of the, you know, this board, this International Acharya Board, which will not die, like some zombies that just keep walking. They move. Very difficult to stop them. Even though they're dead, this International Acharya Board died with Srila Gurudev's disappearance, but it refuses to die. So like the zombies, they just keep marching and marching. And so these five members Sripad's Acharya Maharaj, Avadhuta Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, and Goswami Maharaj, they keep marching and saying many things which I find very disagreeable, because I believe they are doing things that violate the trust that was given to them by Srila Govinda Maharaj. I have been avoiding their association for quite some time now, since February of this year. And since the same time, more or less, I have advised others that I think their association is not helpful. Will not be good for the members of Chaitanya Saraswat Math to associate with them for this reason, for what is given here. Whenever an advanced devotee is insulted for one man's fault, the entire town or place is afflicted. Who is the advanced devotee that is being insulted? When they say, these members of this International Acharya Board, and this is what Shripad Janardhan Maharaj said, we don't care what is said in Gurudev's will. We know what Gurudev wants. That is an offense to Guru. We know what Gurudev wants. No. You have no right to say that. No one can know the mind of the pure devotee. That is the idea we live with. You cannot know the mind of the pure devotee. It's very high, very exalted. We know what Gurudev wants. And we discussed yesterday, this is what Kirtananda Maharaj was telling Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Of the GBC, we have met and we have come to the conclusion that what we say is non-different from what Prabhupada would say. What we say is the same. Prabhupada is speaking through us. What he wants, we will tell you. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj rejected that. So is it any wonder that I reject it? It must be rejected. Now, if we find that there is someone amongst us who is Swarup Siddha, here is someone who is on the highest level of Krishna consciousness, the level of our gurus, like Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Swami Maharaj. If we think someone is of such a high stature that he is Swarup Siddha, and we are willing to, and we will accept him in that way, meaning that we become his servant. Just as we would serve our Gurudev and accept what he says as divinely inspired or descending from the absolute plane. If we think that that there is some devotee amongst us who is of that stature, and we hear him say that, I know what Gurudev wants, then okay, then you can accept it, that he knows what Gurudev wants. That is acceptable. But I am not seeing that, and that doesn't mean that I'm not the arbiter of these things either, so that maybe is neither here nor there, but what I see is I see my God brothers and I see my God nephews and I see that they are misbehaving and they are not following the instructions of our Divine Master, Srila Govinda Maharaj. And clearly, it can easily be proven that they are not, that they departed from those instructions. Instructions given in his will on how to conduct initiations, there would be six acharyas. And there are six zones. Each one has his own zone. Then obviously in his zone, he will be the one to initiate disciples, new persons. And they immediately said, no, we reject that idea. We will not initiate in our zones. We choose someone else to initiate. And anyway, so many, that's one example. But this idea, we know what Gurudev wants. Oh, very good. Good for you. I'm happy to hear it. Now take a hike, please. Don't show yourself in front of me. I don't want to see your face. This is not the example. And those who associate with such persons, then they can expect some result will come for them also. Whenever an advanced devotee is insulted for one man's fault, the entire town or place is afflicted. Asat Sangha, bad association can ruin us. Srila Sridharam Govinda Maharaj told a very personal story in his own life about that. How much he regretted hearing some small thing about Mahaprabhu's pastimes from someone that was pushed it into his ear. He told him he didn't want to. He was asked, oh, do you want to hear something about Mahaprabhu, a specific thing? Govinda Maharaj says, no. But he went ahead and told Govinda Maharaj anyway. Then Govinda Maharaj said, after hearing it, then he could not easily forget it. And when he told this story, he said, years later, that idea is still with him. We must be careful. We must be careful. And we must use some discrimination. We cannot think everyone with Dodi and Tilak is good association for us. Not necessarily. Know something about them. What is their position? There are many persons, jealous and envious persons in the dress of Vaishnavas. Swami Maharaj, he wasn't specific, but we know from other statements that he meant two things by that. Members of his own society, devotees and his own disciples, and his godbrothers also. There's no secret that his godbrothers showed this envious and jealous tendency. And again, I'm only saying to discuss some history. Prabhupada, in his last days, begged forgiveness of all his godbrothers if he had offended any through his preaching. He said it was necessary for his preaching. But what is offended? Here, this we are reading what it is to offend a Vaishnava. Telling the truth. This is my understanding of the philosophy. Is that an offense? To tell your godbrother, our guru said this and you are doing that instead. Is that an offense? Or is that trying to help him? To disagree on a matter of philosophy or principle, don't think that that's being offensive. This, what we're reading about here, this is an offense. Ramachandra Khan was not telling the truth about Haridas Thakur. He was telling a lie about Haridas Thakur. He was trying to make the, where there was no, nothing wrong, he tried to make something wrong. Haridas Thakur's character was spotless, and Ramachandra Khan tried to create a spot. Tried to defame, tried to create a situation, what's called entrapment. That's what, when police, someone is doing nothing wrong, but the police create a situation to cause a person to do something wrong. That's called entrapment. That's what Ramachandra Khan was doing. Trying to create a situation so that he could blame Haridas Thakur. And it blew up in his face. And it blew up in the face of it. His village had to suffer as a result of it. His family, his children, his wife, his village, they all had to suffer because this man, Ramachandra Khan, was so envious that he tried to blame someone, accuse someone who was spotless, spotlessly clean, of being dirty. Srila Sridharmaya spoke about this in his case. When he found fault with the Acharya that he himself supported as the successor to Srila Saraswati Thakur. The Acharya named Ananta Vasudeva. Srila Sridharmaya supported him as Acharya, thought he was the most fit person. Because this Ananta Vasudeva was so expert in the scriptures and explaining the scriptures. His knowledge of the scripture was vast, and his explanations were like nectar. Very nice to hear. And Srila Sridharmaya thought, therefore he is qualified. He is the most qualified among us. And supported him to be the Acharya. Then it was found out that he had a romantic affair with a lady, this Ananta Vasudeva Prabhu. And the love letter was found. And as I explained before, I doubt that it was very explicit about anything torrid, unseemly, probably some expressions of affection. But that was enough, that was sufficient for Srila Sridharmaya to completely withdraw his support and announce that he should leave his post as Acharya for that, because he had written something of expressing affection for some woman. That was sufficient. He should leave his post as Acharya. So, in today's environment, in our mission, I am saying a similar thing, and even before saying that, I was already accused of being an offender. Was Srila Sridharmaya an offender to the successor Acharya of Saraswati Thakur, to the Acharya of Gaudiya Math? That's who Srila Sridharmaya was speaking about. Was Srila Sridharmaya an offender? Or was he telling what he believed to be the truth about his godbrother, who he had every right to speak about? And he had every right to say, there is a serious flaw, therefore I will not support him. And as Srila Govinda Maharaj said, he led a revolt, one type of revolt against that Acharya. Because after that declaration, supporters of that Acharya, they left him. Oh, but what about the institution? What about that Gaudiya Math institution? Wasn't that to be protected at all costs? Those who have some real eyes can see that that's what Srila Shri Maharaj was doing. The institution, what is the institution? The institution is the arms and the legs of the guru, the acharya. Protecting the institution means protecting the acharya. The acharya who is teaching what is Krishna consciousness in a spotless way. Purity. Krishna consciousness is this. This is the pure conception. The acharya that destroyed the Sahajya section, the Mayavad section, the impersonalist conceptions, who declared totalitarian war against Maya and even all other religious conceptions. He accepted nothing of any other, nothing any less than the pure conception of Krishna consciousness. And for the conception to be generated purely, it must be generated from a pure person, such as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then if the person is not pure, how will his conception maintain its purity? How will it be pure? So Haridas Thakur, his achar, his prachar, they were both perfect. Therefore, he is Namacharya, Haridas Thakur. Not because he says some nice things, but they are backed by his extraordinary behavior, which we are so fortunate to read about. Nothing could divert him. Even a young, beautiful woman who was trained in the art of seducing men. He didn't submit and then blame the woman for enticing him. He refused her and converted her, made her better than she was. But what Srila Sridharamar said, he saw Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur withdraw from Ananta Vasudeva when he began to oppress those of us who were innocent persons. So, in our unfortunate chapter of history in Chaitanya Saraswati Math, we have an acharya who could not resist, even though, as I believe the story to be, the truth to be, not only he didn't resist, but he made his own advances. And then, when the woman, the young lady, spoke about this to her god sisters, as she should have done, a traumatizing event for her, a sannyasi, an acharya, approached her in a disgraceful way, and she wonders what to do, what should be done. She tells it to others, her god sisters, god brothers, and the news becomes circulated, as of course it will, as it must. And then who is blamed? She is blamed. An innocent person. That's my opinion. She is an innocent person. And the guilty party will not take the least steps to adjust himself, as I suggested, at least stop initiating. You're in no condition to initiate disciples. And soon afterward, he's initiating a sannyasi. The highest mantra, he's giving that. No shame, no common decency. A decent man would not do that. And the men I spoke about, the International Acharya Board, they support it. They encouraged it. Yes, continue initiating, otherwise it will look bad. We don't want anything to look bad for our mission. All putting some nice paint on a structure that has no integrity. The building is falling down, and they spray some paint on it to make it look nice and glossy. And then they want to sell it at a high price. This is not what we learned from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. This is not what Srila Govinda Maharaj supported. Never. I don't have to say that I know what he thinks. I know what he said, what he has said. I know what Srila Sridhar Maharaj has said. I know what the scriptures say. So what they say, I am saying. That's my reaction to these events. So over and over, I'm repeating these things that I've heard from my gurus, from the scriptures. And in my opinion, these advices are the ones that should be followed. And if we follow this, then what will we find? If we are true to the truth ourselves, then we may find that we have to take some risk for that. And I say we should take the risk. Because no risk, no gain. You don't want to risk anything? Then stay where you are. Are you satisfied where you are? Have you achieved the highest level of spiritual attainment that is possible by you? Is that your position now? You have no further place to go, no higher level to achieve? So you're satisfied where you are? Is that your position? If not, then take the risk, follow your conscience, follow the truth, and go forward, and go higher, and burn your bridges behind you. Burn your bridges, burn your boats. Don't come to Krishna consciousness cutting a return ticket. Oh, well, I'll try a little bit, and if it doesn't work out, I can always go back to whatever, something before. Then you will never get what you came for. And what you came for, I assume what everyone has come here for is the same thing. And that is the highest and purest conception of God. Because that's what this mission is about. That's what this mission is about. That's what our gurus are about. That's what they are. That's what they have living with them. The highest and the purest conception of God. And if we can live with that conception, then how fortunate we will be. Govinda Maharaj said, I am giving them something at the time of initiation. They have no idea what that thing is, the value of that. That is our position, every one of us. We have come in connection with something so high, so exalted, so pure. We have no, and it is so good for us, unlimitedly good for us. We can't understand how good it is. But someday, if we continue this process, we will understand. And then we will be even more grateful to those who have taken the risk, their own risk, to distribute it to us. No risk, no gain. All risk, all gain. All risk, no gain. I am the slave. I come to be the slave of my Lord. He may, and when I come to his lotus feet, he may lift me up and embrace me, or he may kick me, he may trample me, may step on me. Irrelevant. Whatever, why is it irrelevant? Whatever his treatment of me is better for me than anything I can possibly do for myself. He is my supreme well-wisher. If I give myself wholly to him, then however he deals with me is irrelevant. In the sense that for me to consider it's good or bad, no, it's all good. That's our position. That's the position of a devotee of Krishna. We want to become that. And there's only one way to become that, and that is to follow those who are already situated in that position, pure devotees of the Lord. Follow their guidance without deviation, without interpretation, without change. Follow it strictly to your utmost capacity. They are not expecting immediate perfection. We will have our difficulties. That's to be expected. Follow with a sincere heart. Nahi kalyana krit kaschit durgatim tatagachati. And they will be satisfied with you. They will be satisfied with us. They are not evil masters, our gurus. They are the most compassionate. Anyone who approaches with a sincere heart and makes a sincere effort, and you will draw their magnanimous grace in great proportion. Okay, we didn't get so far with our reading. One verse. Hare Krishna. So we'll do some more tomorrow. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Varya Ashto Tadasatta Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Srila Bhakti Rakak Shira Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Bhagavan Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sad Goswami Prabhu's Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Mayi Ki Jai, Yamuna Mayi Ki Jai, Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Mayapur Navadweep Dham Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Tai Gaur Premanande Haribo, Gaur Haribo, Gaur Haribo.